The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yes!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where the decorations are still up and there's some activity out there because we got a bowl game up here in Frisco this weekend. It is 56 degrees. The high is 58. The low is 36.
He is Shannon. And that is Nate. This is Kurt. In the back is Chris Beam keeping us on. I am Jesse Holly, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feels
when we speak.
There we go. Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Love it. Got the kids in the back keeping Chris straight.
That's right.
Yes. How you guys doing today? We got Jesse back. Good to have you back. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Glad to be back.
Glad to be here.
Need to get that Grecian formula out on that beard. You're starting to look like me.
It's gray.
Them grays growing.
They like it in the TPs.
Man.
They like the grays.
TPs that give you grays.
They like it. They know what you're doing. They like the wisdom.
Yeah.
They like the wisdom. They say, he ain't coming to play.
Started looking like Uncle Nate over there.
Got some
whiteness in that
beard.
How you doing today, Nate?
Doing Superman, fabulous, man. This game is already over. I'm on my way back on the plane.
I might shock y'all with my pick tomorrow. Mm. Kurt, how you doing today?
Nice. Good.
Oh, you shocked us with your dentist appointment and what you're telling us today.
Oh, yeah, how was the dentist?
Yeah, you a little drugged up over there?
I like it so much, I'm going back again next Thursday.
Let's go.
Get it done.
I've been there three times. I've been there twice this week. I'm going back next week.
Get it done.
So, kids, don't be like me. Go to the dentist when you're supposed to.
Him and Rox was out in the hall having a
dentist talk.
It was so funny. I just shook my head.
Hey, I got the ball rolling.
Got the ball rolling. That's all that matters.
The doctor appointment's next.
Come on.
But I screwed up and I didn't realize that dental benefits are the opposite of health benefits. Your health insurance, you pay until you hit your deductible, and then everything's free. Your dentist,
right? You're 50 something years old.
But your dentist is backwards. Your dentist is your deduct. You have benefits for the year, and once they're used up, then you pay.
So
if I'd have known that, I'd have scheduled the dentist 2 weeks ago. Got it all in at the end of the year, man. I got hosed. Yep. It's been so long since I've been.
See, that's what you get.
You got what?
What you get?
Hosed.
Okay.
I didn't hit an S.
That's what you didn't hit an S. I'm like, you
in
got what?
Area.
Not even saving it for the third segment today, honey.
Hey, man, I'm already back
on
the plane.
That's your penalty for waiting so long.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. I paid for it. But I just didn't care. Like, just me. My teeth fell out. I didn't care. I just get dentures. Now it's like, now I got a kid. It's like, I overthink everything. It's like, okay, what if this gets infected? And then what if it gets in my brain? And then, and then who's that?
That would be a super trip. You know, for as big as your head is, that probably
you got a while.
Yeah,
you
had a few years.
You got a while.
Well, I got to take care of it. Anyway.
You got a while.
Oh man.
Pro Bowl was announced. Do we even care about the Pro Bowl anymore?
It's a nice honor.
Is it nice for do players care about it?
It's different than when it. I mean, the honor, yes. I always talk about the financial part.
Yeah, I was gonna say you get paid, right?
Yeah. Well, not even that. Like, a lot of players have in their contracts bonuses and escalators.
Right, that's what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you get paid for the Pro Bowl as well, like literally for playing in the Pro Bowl. But in your contract, you get escalators.
Like an escalator. Yeah.
Like the biggest one will be for Deron Bland, right? Because Deron Bland, the way he was drafted at,
right?
Certain things in his contract now, his next year's base salary, it goes up to the cost of what a second round tenure was, because of it's called the play performance something in a contract. So he wasn't scheduled to play starter minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the starter goes down, and now he's elevated to starter minutes. And then you add on all the other stuff that he's done with it. The bonuses for him shoots his contracts, his contract up.
That's
nice. A couple million. Aubrey would get a pretty nice bonus too, because nobody expected him to be a pro bowler, you know. So.
Do they do like separate contracts for kickers and punters?
Who knows?
Like,
no, they're part of it. They pay the union dues. They pay union dues. They right there with us.
But those are the certain things, like when you talk about having some money left over in the cap, like these are the things that you have to kind of account for. Like, because these things hit the cap, these bonuses. Like, you got to, so sometimes you're like, to not go over, these are like the little kind of cushion you have to have towards the end of the year to supplement those players who may have these escalators in their contracts.
Even though the game itself is a joke and there's money involved, just to say you're a Pro Bowler is still a big deal, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, believe you me. When guys, I mean, to say, of course, but when you walk in there, I'm more talking about money, and talk about contracts, CeeDee Lamb wants to say, no, not only am I a three-time Pro Bowler, but I'm first-team All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start doing these numbers, I'm a part of the elite of the elite. Mm-hmm. I'm first team all pro. You know what I mean? Which you will be. So those things matter.
Yeah. And it's probably fun to go hang out with your buddies. Not in a...
Yeah, Nate knows about that.
Yeah.
Did you... So you guys went to Hawaii.
Yes.
So did you end up spending...
Not a penny. Just, you know, no, you know, you
spend. Say spending the week.
Yeah, we spent. No, you get your family over there.
Did you end up spending the money that you kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what cost. It was your family want to tag along. If it was just you, you wouldn't waste a dime because they fly you over there free. But your mom, dad, and so. And
they want that vacation.
And then back then, it wasn't a lot. It was like the winner got like 25. That was it up. You know, and with your family and you know, having fun.
In the bar tab one night.
Yeah, so now, not a penny of my money, but a penny of the money that I did make.
Right, that's what I was meaning. I was like, do you leave the Pro Bowl like, well, dang, I came here to make some money, and I left here with less money than I came here with.
Yes, sir.
It's like going to Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Exactly like going to Vegas.
Here's my budget. Then you come back, way over.
Do you think they should still even, I know now it's just like, what do they do? Events and stuff. Yeah. Do you think they should even have an actual game or games or whatever they do now? Or should it just be, you're a Pro Bowler, see you next year?
Nah, it's a way to interact with the fans. Yeah, I think now, whereas before it was optional to interact with the fans, I think now they want you. To ease day. I got some greens that I got.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you on the low, but since you want to tell everybody else, you got
like 15 pieces of broccoli.
Now there's four of them still hanging around
all right. At the bottom.
You didn't get them all the way down. Yeah. They fighting.
Yeah, I was trying to give it to them on the low.
Worry about it. I get it.
And to your point, Kurt, I think they're trying to, as part of NFL's 12-month calendar, they would. I don't think they would ever take that off the books because it's already out there. So, you know, you got Super Bowl, you know, Pro Bowl, then you go right into, Combine, draft.
Did you ever go? Social media.
Never went. When they first started sending social people the first year, I think I had something going on, and Taylor went with Jeremiah, I think.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Stern used to be here. Good try. And then we kind of figured that back then you couldn't get to the players. It was unless you told them on the side, hey, we're going to go meet up at this time. It was like you didn't have access to the team hotel. You didn't have, you know, NFL kind of had you in a spot where you basically had to holler at the guys and be like, come over. And they weren't – that first year they did that, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Like now players are super engaged and kind of – they know who your social people are. They know who your camera people are. When they score touchdowns, they go looking for the team photographers and stuff. Back then, it was there was still like a kind of a division where they kind of kept their distance. But now it's all changed now. But no, we never went. We sent a couple of people, but we never got any like really great content. So,
So I looked up the winners last year. It obviously is going to increase this year. But last year, the winning team, each person got $84,000, and the losers got $42,000.
And was it Orlando?
It was Orlando last year, yes.
That's good because you don't have to pay state tax on that money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, I think a lot of those guys go to Disney World, too.
Yeah, that's not a bad little bonus.
A good little weekend.
Vacation, free vacation with a bonus check.
To go play dodgeball.
So I also looked up when Nate played. Okay, 1993. I think he was probably in one of those Pro Bowls. The winner got $10,000.
The winner,
the loser got $5,000.
Oh my goodness!
He definitely spent more money.
Yeah,
he definitely spent more money.
'94, it got increased from '94 to '97. $20,000 for the winner and $10,000 for the loser.
Yeah, and Hawaii is not cheap.
No,
no, $5,000. Yeah. That's like.
That's like
one
a week of
bill.
McDonald's for Nate in Hawaii. You know they serve fresh pineapple with their combo meals at McDonald's. And
if you're at McDonald's in Hawaii,
Hawaii,
that is terrible. I'm just saying.
You deserve pineapple.
If that's the place that you decide to spend your bread.
Sometimes you're
Hawaii.
Stranded by location.
No, you're not.
You like, know,
you're
not
never
all.
Back before no, Uber no, and all that.
No. There are people who live in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? So like.
Right. I'm talking about a tourist.
Oh, tourist.
Right, okay. Right. Like if and this is just me, I'm not flexing. I was in Hawaii.
One of your former teammates is getting mad at you, but go ahead.
Am I mad at me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chad. Chad loves McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing. I can tell you from being his teammate, he does that every day, all day. It's a real thing. Like pay people during training camp to go get it. Like it's wild. How he still in great shape. But there's a lot of places. I was just in Hawaii not too long ago. There's a lot of places you can go and eat. I just feel like when you go to certain places, like when you travel,
you gotta
you have to do local stuff,
yeah.
But if I can get, like, I'm not gonna go to Australia and have Hooters. You can get Hooters here. I'm gonna go and try kangaroo, which is terrible because I tried it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like stuff like that. It's like you don't go to Hawaii and find yourself ordering a Big Mac.
You go to Kazakhstan, you go eat horse. I mean, hey, Nate, how are you? Nate. Did you get that out of your teeth? Yeah. Nate just took a bathroom break. Nobody even knew. Except us.
Shut up. Yeah. But as far as Pro Bowl, I do think there were two snubs. I do think Tank should have been a Pro Bowler.
He's having a great year.
And I think Tyler Smith should have been a Pro Bowler. Now, they may be alternates, but I felt those guys should have been, you know.
Yeah. I think Tank, for sure. He gets robbed because he doesn't have the sack numbers, but he's such a great player. Tyler, there's some other good guards, and he's, like, one of the top penalty guys. But overall, his are coming.
Tank for sure, though. I thought Tank was snubbed severely go around.
Do you think if Michael wasn't on this team, Tank would be getting more accolades?
Yes.
I think he's having the best season he's had of his career. Now,
the only thing that's missing is the sacks.
Yeah. But the lack of sacks are a byproduct of how well he's playing his positional football. Right.
He's allowing – what he's doing is allowing others to flourish.
I'm not mad about it. Mm. So, all right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk some, I don't know. I mean, do we even need to talk, according to Nate, we don't even need to talk about the Commanders.
We said that last year, and they beat us 26-6.
Let's talk about the Commanders when we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pre-game sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? crispy, juicy classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Second segment brought to you each and every day by blockchain.com. Thank you,
blockchain.com.
And we missed a very important date in Cowboys history yesterday. It was the anniversary of Tony Dorsett's 99-yard touchdown run with 10 men on the field, January 3rd, 1993, on Monday Night Football.
83.
Sorry, this says 93. I got some bad information.
Did you guys talk about the transactions that happened yesterday?
We talked a little bit about Collins.
They happened last night.
Yeah.
Well, they're official.
Collins wasn't signed yesterday.
Yeah.
It's official. Lyle Collins, he signed to the practice squad.
All right. He's got some depth.
With Tyler Smith being heard, we're not going to see. I mean, you said he's like the after the second, third, fourth guy. I mean, it's going to be Bass or Edoga, isn't it?
I would assume so. I would assume so. With the addition of those guys, a lot of people came on.
So what y'all going to do when we win the game Sunday? What's your going to be? You know, you're going to just party a little bit, have some fun?
do they need to win this game big?
No, nah, just win it by 1 point. And they'll be all right with
I'm
no
injuries.
I'm
telling you, man.
Nah,
does it make a statement?
I think you got to win.
You got to style points on this one.
I think so.
This one,
sake of our fan base, so they don't come unhinged the whole week of the first round of the playoffs. I think you're right.
If you have another road game struggle with a far, far, far inferior opponent in the Commanders, and you just by the hair of your chinny chin chin, and your starters are in there, That to me isn't a good sign. And I know people have tweeted me this a lot recently with the whole, well, what about the Rangers? And what about the Rangers? Like,
yeah,
it's not the same. It's not the same. Like, baseball is one of the most individualistic games ever.
That's going up under the heading of team sport.
Right.
Like, that goes up under the heading
of team sport. It is nine individual battles at the plate.
Yeah.
Like, that's different. Like, that is completely different from the team aspect of the NFL. So when you try to make the comparison of, well, the Rangers, they came into the playoffs and it didn't look like they barely, and then they went on the road, and that's different. That's completely different. Just scenario all across the board. But I do think, Nate, I think there needs to be some style pointing in this game. Yeah, you want to win it. Yeah, you want to get out of there without having anybody getting hurt. But you want to be able to, you want to feel good about yourself. You want to be able to know, all right, this is a, okay, we got this back on track a little bit. You don't want to leave this game looking around, talking about, hearing about more doubts in any side of the ball. You don't want to look up and now, you know, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you don't want to look up in this game and Dak throw three interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to look up in this game and
penalties.
And penalties or the defense gave up 200 yards rushing. They won, but they gave up 200 yards rushing.
Is this kind of a tune-up game for the playoffs?
I think
almost
so.
Like a practice,
game. There's stuff they could work on, maybe not show. One of the two. Well, they are they
win the road game, and you which you ain't been winning, and you're gonna be all right. Just win the road game. Don't make this difficult, Jesse. Don't do that.
I'm not making it.
Don't
difficult.
Do that, Jesse. You're making it too difficult.
I'm with Jesse. I think your starters need to play the first half, and you got such a lead that you just let the backups
in. I got some more stuff in my teeth.
You gonna leave back out?
Yeah. just say go the way I play. I hope I got some more. Bruh, win the road game, which you ain't been winning. Jesse, why did you do this?
I want to win the road game, but I want to win the road game going away. I don't want this thing. This game against this opponent should not be.
They got two players on defense and three players on offense. Well, four. And one of those four players on offense ain't the main guy, so we ain't got to worry about the other three.
Now, if this thing goes left.
It ain't going left.
Well, I should say left. If this thing is tight coming in here on Monday, don't sit across over there and have complaints.
What I'm going to be saying is the beast in the East has risen because they are a perfect home-winning team. I ain't worried about nothing. I don't care. You can bring the Rams.
We good.
You can bring Seattle.
We good.
Now, the only way I'm going to cry is we have an offensive line injury. Then I'm going to cry whether we win or lose. I'm going to cry then.
Another one?
Yes. So now, but other than that, just go out and win this game, man, and come on back home.
I'm with you, Jesse.
I think Jesse.
I'm with that side. This one time,
Jesse gonna feed the beast.
One time,
The beast. Of the Cowboy Nation.
My worry is, you put up a sloppy game, and then that carries over to the next week.
Yeah.
As long as you play if Washington plays out of their mind, and it's a close game, and it's a battle. I'm good with that, but if you play bad football, that bothers me a lot because I think that might carry over.
And so you think it's going to tarnish their home winning streak?
It might.
Okay.
Especially if they don't take these guys serious and
played at home. They didn't play. They weren't their normal self at home.
And they won
by a tenth of a point.
And they won. No, man. You can't have it all easy peasy, nice and sleazy and all. Well, turn it off and sleazy. Now, hey, bro, I'm just saying.
Speak for yourself.
Jesse has. You hurt me the other day. You went a whole show saying, "Oh, I'm worried." Then you go feed into this. No, Jess. No,
Kurt.
No.
What side of the table you on? You on this side?
You know he ride with his boy. You know he ride with his boy, man. What's your shirt you got on today?
Oh, this was the shirt that they sold for people in Allen.
Okay.
Remember the shooting that we had at the deal?
At the Outlet Mall?
So I bought a shirt in support.
Cool.
Spilling shirt?
Mm-hmm. Man.
Kurt, what? Speak.
Why do you feel that way? I think you know, they've got to win. They will win. But I think if they get out there, like you said, they're sloppy. There's a lot of penalties. They run for 200 yards. And it just all those questions come popping up again, and they'll have to spend all week answering the same questions they've been answering.
We ain't been answering nothing. It's playoff time.
But, you know, the fans.
The questions will still be asked.
No.
Twitter, you know, all that.
No.
It'd be nice to go into the playoffs with some of that put to the side and not have to worry about it.
Y'all jot this down, because, boy, I know somebody, his memory ain't the greatest, and we're going to come in here, and he's going to be like, oh, we got to play this team, and I wish they would have had a better showing, and I wish they would have done this better.
Fellas, if we don't stop the run.
Listen here. If we don't go and stop the run like we didn't do.
I ain't saying they're going to lose until we off the air. But yeah. If we don't stop the run, we in trouble. Who do y'all want to see out of all the teams we could play? Green Bay, L.A., Philly, Tampa, Detroit.
I fear the Rams coach. I fear Sean McVay. He can put it together. I'm scared of the Seahawks talent. I don't know enough about Green Bay to even make a statement on them. I really don't.
Yeah, give me Green Bay.
Green Bay?
I'll take Green Bay.
I need to watch them this week. They play at the same time we do. What's up, Nick?
What's up, baby?
I need to watch them because I haven't watched any of their games. I've just seen highlights. How about you, Kurt?
I'd probably lean towards Seattle. Again, I don't know much about Green Bay, but just Seattle, they're a tough team, so it won't be a picnic. Well,
their talent scares me.
How sweet would it be if you beat Green Bay and then you beat Philly and you get trounced in San Fran? I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Kid.
No, you're not. He spoke his mind, y'all.
No.
Yeah, he did.
They can be. I think
he'll be in Mexico anyway.
He spoke the truth.
San Fran can be beat. We've seen that. Yeah. Just don't know if we have the.
McCaffrey will still be here.
To beat him.
Yeah.
I got to figure this football watching schedule out next week.
Yeah.
He said San Francisco could be beat, but you didn't say by the Cowboys. You said San Francisco could be beat.
what's the he caught that, huh? What's the playoff schedule? What day would we play, Chris? Monday?
Say it again.
What day would we play?
Sunday.
First round? We don't know. Should be Saturday or Sunday. I think
there's a Monday night game, the wild card round, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. It could be any one of those.
So it could be Sunday, Monday.
We don't know the schedule.
Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Remember, last year against Tampa, we played on a Monday night.
Yep.
So then we played the following Sunday.
So that won't come out until, what, Sunday after all the Sunday games are over?
It'll probably Sunday night. On Sunday night football, you'll see it.
I hope we don't play on Monday because I fly out Tuesday. That would suck.
You're used to late nights, early mornings. Then the next week, I won't be able to.
I'll have to be talking to y'all on a bus drunk in Mexico at 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Could make good radio.
Could. And then the next week, I got to figure that out because I'm going to be on a plane Sunday afternoon.
For Super Bowl?
Sunday. No, for the second round of the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right, let's take our last break. When we come back, maybe we'll finally talk some football. We'll see. Hanging with the boys. Be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Hanging with the boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm so glad our live reads are the same every day. Do other shows change, Chris?
Say what?
Do the other shows' live reads change every day?
Yes.
Are we the only one that has the same ones?
You and Talkin'.
That's so nice. We don't have to have a sheet in here every day flipping.
I mean, I provide you a sheet, but you don't use it.
Yeah, we don't use a lot of things on this show that we should probably use, like common sense and stats and
the phone
research.
Sometimes.
The phones as they're ringing in the background.
Hey, Jesse, computer called
why
yesterday.
Why can't a cowboy win just be special?
Y'all answered it?
So, Nate,
we
so
let
what
him
do you,
talk for like 30
what do you,
minutes. Yeah.
30 minutes?
He texted me and said, since Jesse ain't on,
I just a win.
That's it.
That's
you're not
it.
Looking for anything else.
Nah.
No.
He was
lying.
He was reasonable, too. Sorry, we're having two different conversations going on.
I'm just wondering, man, how in the world that the Cowboys can win 11, 12 games, and every year everybody at the end of the year feel like it's a disaster? Because you live in a fantasy land. Stop listening to Nate.
Just don't worry about anything else but the win.
Undefeated.
Nothing else to look at.
Champions
look
of the world.
18 weeks ago, they'd say, hey.
18 weeks ago, 17-0.
They'd say, hey, man.
Wait, 15-0.
If y'all been 12-5 and can win the East and have possibly two home games, how would you take that? Everybody been jumping in the fish bucket. Yeah, man. Oh, let's do it. Oh, let's. Now, here we are in this exact same position, and everybody wants a Academy Award winning game. Win the game. Jesse, quit doing that to them, please.
Is there any all right, is there anything on this Washington team that should scare you?
Yes, they got two guys that's from the University of Alabama.
on the defensive line.
On the defensive line.
And that's it?
That's
they
it.
They haven't done much this year, though, have they?
They'll pick times in the game where they'll wreck up something for about two plays, and they'll be like, okay, all right, I'm letting y'all know I can still do it if I want to. That's just what I done seen.
You know,
these guys are ready to go home. Just go out and play good, solid football and let them go home.
And I agree with you some. I agree with you.
Help here, Jesse. Don't take this no other place.
I agree with
Nate's
you.
It's like, I just want to be like the commander.
I agree with you.
I just want to go home today.
Yes.
A lot of these dudes have already called up, packed up. The cars are already shipped to their, you know, off-season housing situation. I get you. I'm with you. Three things that I have to consider. One is, if this is Ron Rivera's last game, do they go all out for coach? Right? I'm not sure of the relationship that the guys have had with Ron Rivera, but it seems to be a good relationship. It seems to be a relationship that a lot of the guys kind of liked Ron Rivera. But the writing is also kind of on the wall that this might be it for Ron Rivera. Okay? So that part, you know, the kind of old, you know, win one for coach. Let's give the last gaff effort and we're going to just win one for coach. The second thing is, what better way to end your season than to know that you're, because it's a one-way rivalry, right? They're not our rivals, but to right. them, we're yeah. their rivals. Mm-hmm. What better way than to end the sweet opportunity of your rivals having the potential to win the NFC East, needing a game to beat, like they need this game. So we go out and we say, nah, we beat them, and we're the reason why you are not division champions, right?
Mm-hmm. Spoilers. Yeah.
A spoiler. That's I have to consider that as well.
So there's a few things to play for. They're just not.
No, yeah. But now the reason why I say I agree with Nate, now if you get on up on them real quick, they're going to be like, you know what, fellas?
I ain't getting hurt.
I ain't doing for all this, man. But if you give, and that's what I'm saying, if you make this a game, this is why I need to have the style pointed. If you make this a game and you get into the third and fourth quarter and there's a chance they can win this game, no matter what guys are thinking, and Nate, you have to agree on this part. There is a competitive monster that lies in all of us. And I don't care what the situation is. If there's an opportunity to go out there and compete, if there's an opportunity to go out there and make a play to win a game, because winning still feels fun, whether it's one win or your 12th win, that part you cannot deny. In fact, you can't even turn it off. It's impossible. Because if Nate's standing over me and I'm standing over Nate, and we in the thick of this thing, he not going to let me whoop him. He just not. I don't care how he feels. The pride in the man in him, the competitive spirit in him, is not going to let me just whoop up on him. Especially if the game, now if the game is out of what we, y'all up four touchdowns, and I'm like, hey, dog, whatever, you got it. You got it, dog. But if we in the thick of this thing, no way. And if he sits across from y'all and tell y'all differently, then I don't want to call another grown man
That's
a liar.
That's why we have two Pro Bowl kickers. Don't even worry about that.
Worry about
the
what?
The punter will change field position for us, and the kicker will kick a 60-yarder. Game over.
He is so tuned out today.
This game is over, bro. Do not make Washington more than what they are, Jess.
I'm not saying that Washington is a worthy opponent, and this is why I feel like we should style point this thing.
Because make them quit, right?
If we're not winning this game by 20 points at the end of it, that means we've played a bad brand of football.
The spread right now is Cowboys by 13, over-unders 45.5.
Yeah, if we're not beating this team by 20 points, that means we played a bad brand of football.
Chris, what's the forecast? You got an updated forecast?
It's gotten better. I mean,
it's not going to snow?
It's not going to snow. It's going to be in like the 40s.
Is it going to rain?
Right now, it doesn't supposed to rain.
That would be the worst. Be up by 40 at halftime. It's just pissing rain, and it's 40 degrees, and y'all still have to work a whole other half. Random question.
That's happened before. I mean, it poured one time, and we had nothing to play for. Just sitting there getting wet on the side.
Yeah, Chicago, we got frozen out, and we were getting killed at halftime.
It was like the final score was like – the Chicago game was like 45 to something. It was cold. It was awful.
Because I thought of this when you said if they're up so much, guys are starting – I was thinking, turn the shower on. And I was wondering, their stadium is so bad. Have either one of y'all ever gone to a stadium where they run out of hot water?
It happened this year in Washington, right?
It did happen this year
in Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Washington, yeah. Yeah, it happened in Washington this year where they
had take cold
the game
showers.
Was over, the hot water was not working for either team. So
how miserable is that? All you want is a warm shower.
Not in the pros, in college. Every time we go to that school in Durham.
So it's 139.
It just so happens the hot water doesn't work.
Every single time.
What school was this, Jess?
The school in Durham.
Oh.
He won't even say it.
And it's 100 degrees in the locker room. They turn the heat up. It's so hot.
I've heard stories, and Chris, you probably have heard more than me, of things like that happening in the pros. When you visit certain stadiums, there's no, like, cold tubs or hot tubs. There's no.
Or they'll give you one.
Yeah.
Like they'll give you the bare minimal.
Yeah. Make it just as inconvenient as possible.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd love to.
140.
I just looked it up. It was Washington against the Giants this year. The showers did not work after that game.
Yeah. I remember hearing it.
Wow. That'd be a good show.
It was an equipment failure.
Bring the equipment guys in and talk about some equipment failures that have happened on both sides of the team.
Maybe I'll get old Bucky on my show.
That'd be a good get down, man. Yeah. That'd be a good get down.
Yeah.
Soon to be 141, y'all.
Nate is just
counting them down.
I'm just saying, the game over, bro. You're not going to be here tomorrow, are you?
I don't realize, but I'm
just hoping that y'all have a better attitude.
And Washington's interesting because there's basically
I hope you brush your teeth
rooms.
Before you come in here tomorrow.
I know, sir. I'm going to have some more stuff in my teeth where I can get right on out of here so y'all can start up again.
What'd you say, Chris?
I said Washington's interesting because, like, first of all, there's two really small locker rooms you're in. Like, there's a wall.
Yep.
And then they painted the whole locker room brown. So, like, it's, like, very, like, I think they wanted to paint it pink or something like that, but they wouldn't let
it. Is that the last crappy stadium in the league? Because they've upgraded all. Oakland used to be the worst. Candlestick was bad. Now they're in Levi's. Washington's been.
Chicago's, like.
Chicago's
the old Joe Robbie in San Diego was really bad, too.
Yeah.
Because it was a baseball park.
Yep. So. Wonder what the second worst is now. Second worst is probably actually decent now.
I think so.
Yeah.
We just went to one that used to be a baseball stadium, and it's not underneath is pretty bad.
One interesting stat that we were talking about, and I had no idea, Nate brought this up before we started the show. Sam Howell's been sacked 61 times this year. That's four times a game. How does that even happen?
He holds the ball too long. Eric Bieniemy doesn't want to run the football. He wants to have long developing routes, and the offensive line sucks.
Okay.
That's another reason we're going to run through these dudes. That's another – thank you, Jess. That's another reason we're going to just run through these
dudes. Sam Howell also is like second in the league in passing yards.
Right.
Yeah, just yards. Ain't touchdowns. So we're going to run through them again.
Is he good and just in a bad –
Yeah, he's good. He's good and bad.
Good. Boy, good. Good and terrible.
Good and terrible. Good and terrible.
I mean, is he a quarterback that in the next couple of years –
Thanks to Eric Bieniemy and your head coach. No, not anymore.
He's going to develop into something?
Yeah, a big lump.
This guy over here. I can't control him today. I'm trying.
Nui doesn't have to worry about us going long.
No. 143.
Nui, walk back. Come on in. Come on,
jump in. Talk about Nate.
Yeah. Talk about how bad we're going to beat these dudes. 75 by 75 points.
So you agree?
Yeah, we're going to beat them by 75 points. I don't care how it looks. Just as long as we beat them by 75 points.
And then if we don't.
We're going to beat them by 75 points.
If we don't.
We're going to beat them by one. Then we're going
to
come
home. Is this going to be the week that Nate actually picks
Say
him to
style
win?
Style points without saying style points.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Is this going to be the week he picks them to win by more than one?
No.
Mm-hmm. 75 points. What do you need to do by 75? Yes, sir. Come on, man. They got two players on defense and only four on offense.
Chris, do we still get paid if we shut it down early?
I know. You can shut it down anytime you want.
All right. Yeah. We're getting out of here. This All is right, cool. Nate, glad. Thanks for crashing Thank you, man. The show. Jesse, Thank like, you. Why did I even park my car, man?
Thank you, man.
Jesse got his $2. Kirk, good seeing you. Nate ain't even going to say bye. He's out the door. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping him company.
Josh,
thank you for keeping us up on the social channels. We'll be, most of us, we'll see if Nate shows up tomorrow. He didn't show up today. We'll be back same time, same place with predictions.
We're winning.
And some resemblance of a show, hopefully, on Hanging with the Boys.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!